present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
The Evils of Tomato Juice.
Well, he hasn't given you much notice, Alfie. When's this pal of yours getting married?
Oh, Jack Turner. Oh, this Saturday. And he only found out the other day that his army pal can't be his best man, so Jack had to fix up a replacement, you know, in a hurry, so he can get splashed and be off on his honeymoon. He's going abroad with a dozen naffy girls.
On his honeymoon?
No, not Jack's pal in the army. They're sending him away in the mail. He's being delivered, addressed, chucked through left arm, posted. Do you know, ever since it happened, I've been all confused.
Oh, strange pet. Fancy Alfie being confused.
That'll do, Father.
On top of worrying about taxes and the ring, I've had to get myself fixed up with a top coat and a tall hat. Yeah, I've got to wear a tail under my hat. No, I mean, it has a tail on it.
Have you hired a suit, Alfie?
Yeah, but I don't get it till tomorrow. It's got to be let out a bit around my back, around the seat, a bit around my sit-up, where I keep my wallet. I'm getting the hat today, though. Jimmy's collecting it for me.
One large hat in one large hat box. Sign this bit of paper, please.
Where?
Where it says Big Ed.
Stop it, Jimmy.
It's Alfie's delivery note from the shopman.
Well, I'll give it here and not so much of the Big Ed.
I was only joking, Alfie. Your hat's not all that big. My pal Ozzy got it on dead easy.
Jimmy, what was Ozzy doing with Alfie's top hat on?
He was doing a Fred Astaire. Ozzy saw him in an old film on the telly, and he did one of his dance routines. Oh, I liked it, but Charlie Thompson didn't like it.
Why not?
He had to be Ginger Rogers.
Hey, let me look at me hat. I bet it's filthy.
Put it on, Alfie. If he's dirtied it, I'll murder him.
Yeah, there. How does it look, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Well, just come over here into the light.
Yeah, right-o.
Hey, Grandad. Look at Alfie in his top hat. If he walks in church on Saturday with that on, they'll have to sing three hymns while the vicar stops laughing.
Oh, hello, Susan. We were just trying my hat on. Yeah. It's the one I'm wearing at the wedding.
Yes, Susan, Alfie's the worst man.
No, he's the best man.
If he's the best, the bridegroom must be a right drip.
Shall I tell you again? Alfie, I'll just go and get these few marks out of the hat for you.
Thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Isn't it time you were making a move, Father?
Eh? Oh, aye, Pat. Aye. Excuse me, Alfie, I've got to go and see my pal Tommy Twig about some gardening.
Yes, and guess where they're going to fill the watering cans? The Rose and Crown.
Hey, I'm going in a pub tonight, Mrs. Sinclair. Jack's having his stag party tonight.
My granddad's always going to stag parties. That's why it looks like a red-nosed reindeer.
All right. That'll do now, Jimmy. And you be careful when you start drinking, Alfie. Don't overdo it now.
Oh, don't worry. I won't. I'll keep sober.
Yes, Alfie, and remember me granddad's advice. When your legs buckle under you and your head starts to spin, don't have any more. Unless somebody else is paying.
Go on, Alfie, tell us that funny thing old Sinclair says.
You, when your head buckles under you and your legs start to spin... Have some more, because I'm paying. Right, good stuff for I'm drinking. do you know what it is? It's 95% proof tomato juice.
Charlie, what have you been putting in his tomato juice?
Nothing, except for a double measure of vodka.
Yeah, well, turn it up. He's my best man on Saturday, you know.
Well, so what? He's got 2 days to go. Should have sobered up by then.
I'll give you all a treat, I think, dear.
This will turn fire engines out.
Oh, we danced on the night we were wed.
Benjamin, old jiggly, that'll do.
We danced. Oh, we danced and we there. What did he call me, Jack? He called me a funny name, old Thumping.
Shut up, it's the landlord. I knew he'd be over when you started singing.
Oh, he wants to join in, does he? So come on then, landlord. You and me will give him a quartet.
Oh, with hands on the eight by the wheel, Lord. Has anybody told you you'd sell smashing tomato jams?
All right, all right, all right. Now, come on, come on. About this singing.
Oh, it's for me pal, Jack, here. I'm singing him a wedding serenade. He's getting married. Oh, we danced on the night we were wed.
Now, listen to me, listen to me. Here, half a minute, half a minute. I haven't got a license.
Are you getting married as well? I'm not well. Oh, I'm ill.
That's what your mum said when she sent me up.
I know. You know she had to put me to bed last night. And what did my dad say?
He's like you. He's not very well either.
How do you know?
He said, that stupid son of mine, he makes me sick.
Like I thought he was mad at me.
Well, you'd be mad if you fell over your own son in the coal shed. How did you get in there?
I don't know. I can't remember anything. What do you want, Jimmy?
I've come to do your errands for you.
What errands?
Well, all the things you've got to do before that wedding. I've got to pick your trousers up.
Why, have they fallen down? You what?
The trousers you're having altered for your monkey suit. I'll collect them for you, and then I'll get a flower for your buttonhole and some confetti, so you'd better give me the money now, because there's the chocolate fudge as well.
Oh, I see, but... wait a minute, I don't want any chocolate fudge.
No, but I do.
You little twister. I'll go for my trousers myself.
But you're not well enough to go.
Oh, of course I am. Pass me clothes.
Well, that's marvellous, doing poor Jim out of his lovely, rich, creamy chocolate fudge with the marzipan centre and the lovely honey-coated covering and it's
Oh, my poor stomach. Look, shut up.
You see, I said you weren't well enough to go.
All right, you can fetch me trousers.
Right, I'll do an imitation of our Susan after you marry her.
You what?
I'll just go through your pockets. Now, where's your wallet? Ah, here we are.
But you find the money in there for the trousers.
Right.
It's 30 bob.
Let me see. Alfie, did you say there's 30 bob in here?
Oh, don't tell me. I boozed it all away last night. Isn't the 30 bob there?
No, there's more like 30 pounds.
Oh, yeah, what did I tell you? 30 pounds.
Yeah, look for yourself.
I didn't have that last night before I went out. How did I come to get all the 30 pounds?
I don't know. Perhaps you sold something. Your watch or your motorbike?
Hey, wait a minute. The barmaid.
You sold the barmaid for 30 pounds?
No, I vaguely remember her saying something about people who go out drinking and start leaving things lying about and losing them after they've had a few. Perhaps some bloke lost his 30 quid and I found it.
In the pub?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember finding it, but I must have done. So there's only one thing to do. Go to the police station and ask if anybody's lost 30 quid.
I've got a better idea.
What's that?
Go and ask him at the corner shop.
Ask him what?
How much chocolate fudge we can buy for 30 pounds.
Come on.
Just go easy with that banging, lads, will you please? I'm on the phone. Hello? Yeah, oh, yes, it's the workmen demolishing the old cellars for the rebuilding. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. This is Sergeant Jackson on the inquiry desk here. Is Detective Constable Webster there? Right, I'll hold on then.
Come on, Alfie. This is the copper shop. The fella on Zed cars used to work here.
What fella?
Inspector Barlow. It was in this very room that he forgot himself and he had this terrible accident.
What do you mean, forgot himself?
He accidentally smiled and dislocated his jaw.
Oh, you like that one. Yeah, he's good, that, because he doesn't smile much, does he? The miserable old... Yeah, oh, hello, Corporal. But will you be long on the phone, because I think I've found something.
Just wait till I've finished, will you, sir? Okay.
Yes, we'll wait, Sergeant. Hey, Alfie, see that door at the back there?
Yeah.
That leads to the cells.
Is that right?
Yeah. They have notices on the wall. Bed and breakfast, £5. Fully licensed bars in all parts. Always closed. We never open.
Oh, dear, don't know how you think of them.
Ooh, I'm all there with me cough drops. Anyway, that's where they lock you up, through there.
Hello. Yeah, well, have you any idea where he's gone? Well, I mean, what case is he on? Well, oh, the pub job.
Hey, Jimmy, listen, that hammering through that door.
It'll be the prisoners breaking out.
Don't talk, Jaff. They couldn't break out of there. Oh, hey, you're right. They are breaking out. Sergeant.
Now, Alfie, wait a minute.
Hey, Sergeant, listen.
Oh, I see. Now, you don't know which pub it is, but that's where he's making his inquiry.
Sergeant, quick.
Oh, just a moment, sir, please, will you? Hello? Yeah. Oh, hi, yes, he must have been a cool customer, yeah. Well, what I can gather, he hid on the premises till everybody'd gone.
Oh, hey, Sergeant, please.
Oh, hang on, please. What is it, sir?
It's your prisoners. They're trying to break out in spots. I mean, they want locking up. But again, before they all escape.
That's a demolition gang, sir. They're knocking down the old cells for the rebuilding job.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sergeant.
Thank you very much. Hello? Yes, I'm still here. How much did the thief get away with last night, then? Did he? Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope we catch him. Pinching money from a pub. Whoa.
Hey, Alfie!
The sergeant said, shut up.
Come over here.
All right, what is it?
Didn't you hear what he said? They're looking for a bloke who stayed behind in a pub last night and pinched some money.
Well?
You were in a pub last night. And you've got £30.
I didn't steal it.
How do you know? You keep saying you can't remember what you did.
Yeah, well, he'd get 5 years if I had anything to do with it.
You what? Five years? I don't think I did.
We'd better get that money put back where it belongs before they arrest you.
Yeah. I suppose you're right, but I still can't believe it. Me, a thief.
Yeah, okay then. Cheerio. Right, well then, sir, can I do for you?
But I've come to tell you that I found some money. Woohoo, me leg!
Sorry, Alfie. Mister, my friend wants to know what time's the next bus to Wigan.
Bus? This is a police station.
All right, then, what time's the next Black Maria? Right, Alfie. Now, are you sure that's the pub you were in last night? The Black Bull?
Of course. It's written over the door. The Black Bull.
Get away. Are you certain this is the one you pinched the money from?
Yes, I'm positive, I think. I mean, I don't remember. The money, not the pub, I remember that, but I don't believe it, the money. I mean, I've never been a thief before.
How do you know? You stole the money when you were drunk. For all you know, you rob a pub every time you have a pint.
I didn't have pints, I only drank tomato juice.
Tomato juice? Well, it's a good job you didn't have ginger beer. Or you'd have done another train robbery. Anyway, he's opened the pub now, so get in while the room's still empty.
You're right, I will. What for?
Oh, heck, I told you come in here on the motorbike. You're going in the pub to put the £30 back in the till.
But the landlord's in there, he'll see me.
Put it in as soon as he leaves the room.
But it might be hours before he wants to be leave the go out, I mean.
Just leave that to me.
All right. But I still don't see how you can help.
Is there anything wrong with that tomato juice, sir?
Eh? Oh, no.
Well, I just wondered, like, you know, I mean, because you've hardly touched it, have you?
I don't want it. I mean, to drink, yeah, I'm waiting for it to go cool. It's a settle. It's to put my head right, my hang under, be over my hang under. Aren't you going out?
I'm sorry, but I'm not with you. I mean, why should I want to go out?
To answer the phone.
But the phone didn't ring.
Howdy, partners! Everybody up to the bar, the drinks are on me.
What the devil did...
Damn me breeches if the saloon ain't empty. Has there been a gold strike?
Oh, like the Lone Ranger strikes again.
Oh, just a minute. What are you doing in here, sonny?
I got me a powerful thirst. I've been 3 weeks in the saddle. They call me Tenderfoot.
Oh, no. Well, ta-da, landlord. I think I'll be going.
You ain't going nowhere till you have a drink with Billy the Kid. Part of his name is Billy the Kid. And a glass of milk for the goat.
Now, look, son, clear off before I get annoyed, will you?
I want a drink. If I can't have a pint of whiskey, give me a pint of brown ale.
Oh, don't be funny.
Well, half a pint, then.
I can't serve you with beer.
Well, don't just stand there. Go and find somebody who can.
Will you get out? If I come round this bar, you'll be sorry.
What's through here, mister?
Here. I keep out of there. That's the snooky room. You've asked for it, my lad. Come out of there, you little old... Oh, excuse me, sir. Well, I'll go out and get him away from the snooker table.
You're right. I'll look after the till. The bar, I mean.
Hey, mister. Is it all right to put on this table with the tall cloth?
The cloth isn't tall.
Do you want to bet? Alfie, and stop giggling.
Well, it was funny. Oh, dear, that bloke running into the snooker room and falling flat on his seat.
Yes, I forgot to tell him I'd left the snooker balls all round the door. Still, it gave me time to get out of the window and you to put the money back you pinched.
Hey, be quiet, your mother might hear. She's only in the kitchen.
Oh, sorry. Of course, you wouldn't want her to know because she wouldn't let our Susan go out with a thief.
Now, shut up. I didn't know what I was doing.
Nice cup of tea.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mum.
Well, Alfie, are you all set for the wedding tomorrow? Have you got a safe place for the ring?
Yes, he's going to wear it through his nose.
Very funny. No, the ring's all right, Mrs. Clitheroe, but it's me trousers. I don't know whether he can let them down in time for me to pick them up. The tailor, I mean.
Pardon?
He says his trousers are too short, so I told him to wear spats like old Mr. Blenkinsop.
You have look a right idiot in spats.
Well, cut 3 inches off your legs, then.
Jimmy, be quiet. Well, I hope they're ready in time.
Hey, that'd be something different, wouldn't it?
What?
At the wedding, if the best man remembered the ring and forgot his trousers.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Alfie, but I really wanted that bath.
I've been telling you that for a week.
Don't be so cheeky.
That's enough of that, Jimmy. Sit down, Susan, I'll get you a cup of tea. Is Grandad ready yet?
Yes, he's coming down now, Mother.
Hey, what are you putting the light on for? It's still daylight.
Because I want to look at my face in the mirror.
There's bravery for you, Alfie.
Dry up. Oh, that bathroom mirror. My lipstick's all crooked.
Nah, it looks all right to me.
Of course your lipstick's all right. It's a face that's crooked.
Hey, now, that'll do. Any more cracks and your head'll be crooked.
Oh, yes. Well, if we're talking about being crooked, I know a fella who went into a pub and...
We don't want to know about me. Let's go, Susan.
Put my face on yet?
Of course she hasn't, Alfie. That's not her face. She's breaking it in for a horse.
You're going to get such a smack in a minute.
Hello, hello. I see you two are at it again. Every time I walk in, I cut you rowing.
Well, that's because you wear rubber soles.
All right. Now, let's have no more of your comedy.
Here's your tea, Susan. Oh, and yours, Father.
Thanks,
thank
my dear.
You.
I'll pour a cup for myself now and rest my feet for a minute.
What, in the teacup?
Shut up.
Oh, did you hear that, Mum? 3 of them shouting at
me. Oh, shut up.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Well, if that's the way you all feel...
Jimmy, will you...
I know, shut up.
Please, can we have a bit of peace and quiet?
Well, I'll be away in 10 minutes.
Ah, so will we. Well, what time is it?
10 minutes to opening time.
Shut up! Oh, Jimmy, you're a wee scamp. Hey, talking about opening time, did you hear about the robbery last night?
Oh, what robbery?
At the pub.
Oh, you heard?
No, but yes, I mean.
What was it, Father?
Well, somebody hid in the pub till after closing time and then emptied the till.
At the Rose and Crown? Brown?
No.
The Black Bull?
The Red Lion.
The what?
The Red Lion.
Hey, but it couldn't be. It was a Black Bull where I got the money. But ha, me leg!
Sorry, Alfie. My foot slipped. Are you sure, Grandad?
Of course. I was talking to one of the regulars this morning.
Alfie, will you come out here a minute?
What for?
Look at my bike, the lamp that you want to see if you can mend.
You what?
So we don't have any trouble with the police. The police.
Ah, but I didn't... Oh, you mean about the robber behind me, leg?
Yes, come on. We won't be a minute.
You better not be. We're going out.
Well, don't worry, Susan. I won't be long.
Only 20 years if they catch you. You dope. You put the money back in the wrong pub.
I don't remember going to the Red Lion.
Well, you did. Think, what's the last thing you remember?
Singing. Yeah. Yeah, I was singing, oh, how we dance. And I felt the bang on my head.
Somebody hit you with a bottle?
No, with a floor. I fell on me.
Oh, forget it. Anyway, you've got to start thieving again.
What do you mean?
You've got to steal the money back from the Black Bull to pay the Red Lion. Come on, you can get there just as you open again.
But Susan's waiting for me.
Oh, she can see you on visiting day.
Tomato juice, please.
Oh, hello. It's you again, eh?
Yes, I want a tomato juice, quick, please.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, so you're an early bird, aren't you? First in before dinner and now first in tonight.
Yeah, but I needed a drink.
You know, you're the first tomato juice addict I've ever had. Mind, you didn't drink the one you ordered at dinner time, did you?
That's why I'm so thirsty now. Here's your money.
Oh, so, yeah. I was just thinking, you ought to start Tomatoes Anonymous. You know, for when you get a craving for tomato juice, like, you know. Yeah, here's your change, lad. Yeah, when you feel you can't hold out any longer, like, for another tomato juice, ring me up and I'll bring a bottle of whiskey around and get you drunk.
Oh, no, I wouldn't lie to... Oh, I see you, Dad. That's very funny. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
They say eat, drink and be merry. Cheerio, bottoms up and mud in your eye. Eat, drink and be merry. So I'll have a tickle, a pint and a pie.
You again?
That's right. A large pint in a bucket and go easy on the froth.
Out of my way, I'll get you this time.
Oh, come outside then and I'll fight you for a pint of the hard stuff. Cheers, Harry.
Come, mother.
Yeah, and I'll rob the till. I mean, I'll look after the till, the bar, I mean.
That's all right, sir, but I don't usually open this little room until about 7.
Oh, well, I like drinking on my own, you see. So you don't know me?
No, sir, I don't remember seeing you here in the Red Lion before.
Well, that's funny, because I don't remember being in here before.
Well, as they say, it must have been two other fellas. Here's your tomato juice.
Here's £30. I mean, a pound note. But who said it was two other fellas?
Well, no one, it's a saying. Wait a minute, were you here on Thursday night?
Well, I thought so, because otherwise I couldn't have heard about the robbery.
Oh, well, I was off on Thursday night, so I couldn't have seen you.
Well, nobody saw me, see, because it was after the pub closed. The robbery, I mean, was after you closed. They said.
This evening, I lost a small barrel of brandy and two straws.
You what? Now, come on, Sonny, clear off.
I want some service, a jug of gin.
All right, get out.
A dum-dum full of rum.
Will you get out of the bar?
Well, fill me cat with fire water.
If I come round there, I'll tan your hide for you.
A bottle of liniment.
That does it. Excuse me, sir, while I sort him out.
That's all right, I'll look after the bar. I mean the till. The bar.
Yes, it is.
Well, give us a pint of jungle juice.
Hello,
afraid Susan was annoyed, Alfie, so she's gone on her own. It's your own fault, Alfie. You shouldn't have dashed out without telling her.
I couldn't tell her where I was going.
Why not?
Because I was going to rob a pub. See a pub. I was in a pub.
For a tomato juice.
Oh, don't be... Did you say rob a pub?
Yes, but not really. I mean, it was my money. Well, not mine, but I put it in the till after I stole it. No, not from there, from the Red Lion, not the Black Bull. Because I got drunk in the Black Bull and robbed the Red Lion, only I don't remember, but I must have done, because it was in my trousers.
What was the Red Lion?
No, the Black Bull. Oh. No, the money. Oh, I don't know.
Mum, if that's the police, he's pleading guilty but insane.
Alfie, look, just calm down and tell me when I get back.
You dope! Now you've done it, telling me, Mum.
Well, I'm glad. I feel better. It's in my mind all the time.
So what? There's plenty of room for it. There's no brains there.
It's the happy bridegroom.
Hello, Alfie. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack. Have you come to tell Alfie sacked as best man?
Oh, no. I couldn't replace Alfie.
Oh, I don't know. The vicar's dog's pretty clever. Well, why not? He could carry the ring and wag his tail at the same time. That's more than you can do.
All right. Look, Alfie, I just called to check on a couple of things for tomorrow. Now, did you confirm the taxis and the flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you ordered the extra wine?
Yeah.
And you paid for it all?
Yeah, that's what gives you what? Pay for it. Did you want me to pay for it?
Yeah, well, of course I did. Why do you think I gave you the £30 on Thursday night?
Oh. What was that? You gave me £30?
Well, you know I did.
I mean, you mean it wasn't the pub pinched? I didn't stink. I'm not a thief.
No, you're just a raving nutcase. Come on, you dope.
Where?
To get your £30. I'll have to go on the booze again. By the time we're finished, I'll have been thrown out of more pubs than me grandad.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Jack Watson, and David Richardson. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, we got the money back. My man went with us and explained. The man in the pub said he thought it was funny the thief put in 30 quid back because he only stole 15. Anyway, we got everything sorted out for the wedding, except Alfie. Oh, he got there with the ring and his trousers on, but he was so excited and the bride was so nervous that when the vicar said, "Will you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?" she couldn't speak. And Alfie said, "I will." It's all right, though. My grandad said Alfie and Jack will be able to get a divorce in no time. Ta-ra! Thank you.